So then now yesterday we almost finished the Nisargia Paticca number one. And I want to emphasize one point. Now if 10 days passed, okay, so then the monk does not forfeit that robe, does not go to another monk to on the following day to forfeit it. So anytime he touches his robe, anytime he wears his robe, it is dukkha offense. Okay? So Kanga Vitarani does not mention this point, but from the canonical text, Sudha Vibhanga, as called, it says that, let me see, Nisagyan Chivaran Anisajitvat Paripunjati Aparidukatas. That means Nisagyan Chivaran, a Chivaran who has become Nisagya, Anisajitva, does not, the monk does not make it Nisagya to another monk, does not forfeit it to another monk. Paripunjati, he uses it Aparidukatas. It is a Dukat offense. Therefore now, as soon as possible, as called, one should go and find another monk and forfeit it. Or if he can't find another monk, that rope he can't use it. As long as he does not make Nisagya, that rope, he can't use that rope. Otherwise, if he does it, as called, he falls into Dukkha offense.
那个尼尔加尔夫那个那个那个尼萨西巴西亚地上之前我们基本上讲了，然后今天和大家强调一点，就是说，如果说你多余的衣，比方说，多余的衣，然后时间过了还没有手术的话，那么你不能触摸它，也不能穿用它。如果说你每次触摸它穿用它，都会翻个走。所以说，如果是在这个。 这个衣如果是那个时间过了还没有使用，时间过了之后有两种办法，要么不再使出，要么如果你没有使出就一定不可以用，如果用的话就翻个错。然后这个是在那个立藏里边写的，它这个大概如果有立藏那个 TXT 的话，可以看这个立藏那个尼萨西亚巴西亚第一条的倒数第二三段，就是那个舍心作一，不舍而受用者恶作，很简单一句话。
So this applies also for the bowl. Later we'll see this rule about bowl also. If the bowl becomes nisagya, and the bhikkhu uses it every time, he falls into dukkata by using it, let me washing it, or carrying from this place to another place, or eating from it. So
然后这第二次对后面那个尼萨西亚第八西亚第二十一条，就是里边里边波那条节目也是用的，就是说如果一个波成为蛇的那个蛇的物的话，然后你每次那个拿它吃饭，或者说是洗它，或者是或者或者或者或者只是带着它，都会犯恶作。那，regarding
the same ways of analysis for this rule. So, is there any other Vinaya notes for that?
No, Vinaya notes are not in the
Vinaya notes. Huh?
It's not mentioned in
Vinaya notes. But there is on table, let me see. Let me see, table 41. It is Patamakatina. Tutiyakatina, something, I don't know. No, no, there are no analysis, no? Nothing, no. Okay. Alright, now. It says now about the, in table 41, how a katina can be ineffective. So we didn't mention these points. If we can mention them now. So one point is you can tell them that is table 41, no? You can tell them to have a look to that.
Yes.
Okay. So then now the first point is vattu vipana. Vattu means the object, which is a rope itself, the cloth, the katina cloth. If they die, can bring unallowable material for the cloth, or if it is too short, even to make an antaravasaka, or if it is acquired by hinding, the monk ask the daikas to bring it. Or roundabout talk. That means the monks tell the daikas roundabout talk that, look, in other monasteries they make katina, in our monastery there is nobody to sponsor the katina. It is a roundabout talk. They don't tell me directly, you bring the katina to us. They tell him roundabout talk. So that is why the katina cloth is ineffective. Means monks, by distributing the privilege, they don't get the privileges.
他过养的不了太小了，甚至连个下流都不能做。然后他第三种情况就是说，那个这个他这个不了，他这个事主过养的不了，是因为那个比宽啊，实在是。或者直接告诉他，或者他直接告诉事主说，我们这样也要搞一功德一日，希望你们过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过
monks, they don't only talk around, they directly ask. They put also drums, loudspeakers, and so forth, and telling the whole village with the loudspeakers, we are going to make katina on that date, 1 month before. 1 month, during the rain season.
Okay.
1 month before, they tell the villagers that our katina will be on that date. So, and they put drums, and so forth. And then, on the katina day, before the katina day, they arrange some other ceremonies. Bodhi puja, puja puja, and so forth, loudspeakers for the people to come to prepare. On the katina day itself, they bring elephants. Elephants, and trumpet men who play music and dancing. Oh, it is a big, big fuss. Katina, it is like a big event.
他说这个圣海城市派那个成员，他们可能在那个公德一日的一个月之前，然后就开始那个村里边人员上去，通知村民，然后就是一个月以后的几月几日，我们要那个去那个公德一日，然后听黑男生，然后那个。
So the next point is Kala Vipana. It is ineffective because of the wrong time. Now, if Daikas offer dusa cloth today, it is given to a Taraka monk to the next day. Means the monk who is going to distribute the privileges is given to him on the following day. So again, the time has passed, therefore it is ineffective.
是主供养布料之后呢，那个被斯南指定做一那个比库的第二天才得到那个布料，啊，这种情况下，他就是功德意识不不不不如法。
So then karana vipanga, vipanga is ineffective according to the making of the katina rope. Karana means making. If the sangha gives dusa to the atara, the sangha gives the dusa, the cloth, to the ataraka monk, on same day the dharika is offered, but the ataraka monk makes the rope on the following day. Ah, right. The ataraka monk, he gets late to make the ataraka rope, the katina rope. So that is also, the making itself, it is ineffective. Therefore now the katina privileges cannot be acquired by these monks because it's too late. So now we'll see the analysis of this rule. We'll go to the Kanka Vedarani. Now the city was Vesali. Vesali. And who else? The Chabaga Bhikkhus. Again we meet them here. Because of them who kept extra rope, it's called, alright. This is the, because they are the bugalas. The bugalas are the person, and the vatu, the object was that they, it's called, the yu. The yu or the object was that they kept extra rope. And they were wearing them only. Okay.
然后那个犯戒人是六千比库，然后他们那个是那个是，他们犯戒事是赤赤都于一定程度都于，然后这个犹度会这部分人在犹度多一百人，大家可以看。So
in the beginning, the Buddha prohibited completely to keep extra rope even for one day, but later he allowed to keep for 10 days. That is anupanyati, that is additional, it's called formulation of the rule. So, and you might remember, I told the story that from Ananda, he had kept one rope to offer to Vim Sariputta. And because the Sariputta was to come in 10 days, then the Buddha allowed Ananda to keep it till he comes, and that's why he allowed this additional formulation, Tasaha Parama, that is at the most 10 days you can keep the rope.
我再回忆一下昨天那个那个那个那之之之之之前音乐那个故事，就是那个就是安安德森那个像像给那个那个是是是舍利弗那种一天一旦舍利弗那种是十之后才回来，然后他跟等等然后安安德森那边佛陀佛陀反应这个情况，然后佛陀有允许，就是说吃的多一一次都可以吃吃十天。And
the monk has to count the days from the time he receives the rope from that time if he goes to his hand. So if it is already in the hands of another monk, and he says, I will offer you a rope, that doesn't count, because it has not yet arrived in your hands. Okay? The daiga might send a message to you, one day I prepare a very good rope for you, I will bring it, he delays. Therefore, as long as that rope has not arrived in the hands of the monk does not need to count days. But after it arrives in his robe, in his hand, from that time, day he has to count.
So
Okay, this rule is also sadharana panyati. Mm-hmm. It is a common with bhikkhunis. Ananatika, it is without command. That means if a monk tells another monk, you keep it 10 days, you exceed the 10 days, mm-hmm. and the other monk does it, the monk who commands doesn't fall in offense. Right, right. Yeah, yeah. It says, Ganga Vaitarya also tells Anisajitva, without forfeiting the rope, if he uses it, it is dukkata. We have already mentioned. Do you not see this? Okay.
然后在一个图册里边，他也说，就是如果这个意你不舍，然后即到时间不舍，然后即继续使用的话，就分分分分分分。So
then, now this points which we'll explain now are also applicable, apply to other rules also regarding ropes. Okay,
regarding ropes.
We'll see, yes, regarding ropes.
But here is Chinese information said for regarding all the other Nisakya Pachatiks.
All others?
Yes, it says.
There are some Nisakya Pachatiks that have nothing to do with.
For example, bows?
Ananatika. Maybe. Because Ananatika, no. Now, Anupanyati, of course, is not for all Nisakya Pachatiks. Anupanyati. Tasaha Paraman is not Anupanyati.
No, here it means
all Nisagya Pachitis are Anupanyati, I don't know.
No, it didn't have a new Anupanyati. It means if this Nisagya is called item, it isn't really Krishna.
The last point.
Yes, the last point.
Okay, that is true. Now regarding perceptions, this is called no Sanya Vimoka. No Sanya Vimoka in the sense that even if the monk, if 10 days has not passed, but the monk has miscounted, on the 8th day he thinks, 10 days might have passed, my rope might have become Nisagya Pachitya. Or he is in doubt, did my rope become Nisagya Pachitya or not? It is still dukkata. His rope did not become Nisagya, but he is in doubt. He has wrong perception of our time. It is dukkata.
Mm-hmm. 就是你如果你犯了舍咒，然后这个应该舍掉，如果你继续使用分分分分翻个座呢，不仅仅对这条，对于尼萨其他八戒那样里边所有其他二十条都是适用的，不管你舍的是那个一还是波什么，都适用。然后那个二十章里边下面一句话，就比方说你吃这个吃吃就是吃吃九十天多余的一还没有超过十天，但是你这个但是这个但是但是你这事儿已经有错误的想，还可能已经超过十天了，但是你还是继续使用那个一，或者说你当时怀疑。
Therefore, as I told you yesterday, you better keep a calendar. Mm-hmm. Calendar, as soon as you get an extra row, you mark it on the calendar. What day do you get it? Mm-hmm. And then, even if you are in doubt, maybe after 6-7 days, you think 10 days passed, you know, passed, because easy to forget. Then you can refer to the calendar, the mark you put. Okay, you can count, no, it is not 10 days, 7 days, 8 days like that. They have not yet passed. Therefore, you are not going to fall into dukkha offense by being in doubt or having wrong perception about time.
So, 然后忘了以后就是容易起疑惑，所以说你这件事，然后什么时候过期，什么时候不过期，这个事就很容易看。The
other way around is if it is already 10 days passed, and the monk is no, it's still not 10 days passed. It cannot be. It can be between 10 days, 8 days, but already 11 days passed. So and or he is in doubt. He is wrong perception about time, and also in doubt. Is it 8 days, 9 days, 10 days? Maybe not yet 10 days. He keeps the rope. It's still Nisagya Pachitya the rope. Therefore, because of wrong perception of time, one does not get rid of the offense.
然后在那个如果你失去了那个你超过时，但是你当时没失去，还没超过时，或者你当时怀疑，当时可能还没超过时，但这种情况下那个就是还犯了你三七八七啊。那因为这个原因，就是那个17要素里边这要件是属于那个非有想得特的，就是说你不能因为有错误的想，而是说自己不犯戒。
Therefore, this rule is architect. Even without intention, to exceed the time. If the time already passed, that means the offense takes place.
然后这件事也是无心戒，就是说，如果说你犯戒的时候根本没有犯戒动机，比方说你根本不知道那个时间已经过了，就这样犯戒。So
similarly, in the same way, if the rope is not determined, and one thinks it should be determined, no? So, or he is in doubt. So then, while it is not determined, and he keeps it more than 10 days, again it's ajapatita. Same way, if he thinks the rope is, he made it vikapana, while he did not make it vikapana, and the time passed the 10 days, again, it's ajapachita. In the same way, if he thinks, I've given up the rope, but he has not given up, if the rope is again lost, but he thinks it's not lost, if it is not lost, but he thinks it's lost, or if it is destroyed, or if it is burnt, he thinks it is not burnt, and he thinks it's burnt, or if it is stolen, it is not stolen, and he thinks it's stolen. All these kind of excuses, actually, these cases, does not apply. What we have to see it is what is fact. If the rope has not been made vikapa, if he has not stolen, and so forth, it is nisaya bhajita.
同样道理，如果说这个已经被毁坏了，这件衣已经被偷走了，或者不管你是在哪种错误情况，只要事实这件衣，它是没有被定时，没有被损失，没有被烧坏，那你是只要事实是这样，它是一件多余的衣，那么你就犯你三七八七。
But it is not offense if within the 10 days he already determines it. He has no doubt that he has determined it. So then, and if he has make vikapana to it, he has no doubt about that. If he has given it up without any expectation to get it back. If it is lost, if it is destroyed, if it is burnt, or if it is stolen, or somebody took it by trust. So, all these cases do not involve any offense. And also for mat, if one is mat, if it is a beginner, the initiator of this offense, it's no offense.
For mat,
mat, it is a crazy, typical crazy way. Therefore now you must make sure to remember that you have determined the rope. Alright, it is also good to keep a diary or some calendar and to know that, okay, I determine these robes on this date. Alright, then you don't forget. Put a mark. So, in that case, if you, next, after 3, 4, 5 months, you are in doubt. Did I you determine that rope, did I? I don't determine the rope. So then you can refer to your notes in the diary or in the calendar and see that you actually determine the rope. You are not in doubt about it.
所以说就是，加勒特，你建一之后呢，你最好是在你的日记上，或者在你的日历上，那个做个标记，说是这些年几岁一件衣，免得在几个月之后呢，突然心里边产生疑问，我那人你到底是职业还是没有？So
now the same way for make the kapana, if you make the kapana, you can mark down the date and so forth.
净视也是同样道理。如果大家做了净视以后，最好也是在日历上或者日记上面做一个标记。Now
this rule and the next, what we find some of the Sakyapacityas, they are not sila vipati, they are only achara vipati, because only parajika and sankatisesa are sila vipati. Therefore, from now on, you don't meet any rule which are sila vipati. You will meet only rules which are achara vipati or something like that, or different, no sila vipati.
然后从那个从释怀这个出来分析这条界哈，这条界属于形式坏。然后从大家记住，就是从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从从
Means out of the Nisargya Pachityas, no? All the others are. There is no other offense in this Nisargya Pachityas, who are at. What? How do you translate this?
It says that even in the two Patimokkhas.
No, it's okay. The next sentence?
The next sentence. It says
The rest of the offense?
The rest of the offense. Okay. None of those offenses are considered as, Adiva Vipati or Aditya Vipati. Except for, with the condition of Adiva Vipati.
Ah, okay, whatever. Right, because you put a comma, it should be full stop. Sesapatyu acharyapatyu. All the rest of the Nisargya Pachityas is acharyapatyu.
Yes,
it says like it.
No, it says like.
You can tell about for both Patimokkhas?
Yes.
You read that?
Okay, it says that even in the two Patimokkhas, it is only those Paratikas and those somebody says are acidavipatyu. All the other references are acharya vipati.
Okay, full stop. He puts full stop.
Yeah, full stop.
Okay, because it's comma. That's the problem. Okay. Okay, it should be also full stop here. Mm. All right, then, therefore, in Nisargya Pachityas, we have only acharya vipati. But there is not a single, rule which is ajiva vipati and didi vipati.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
It is in Nisargya Pachityas. It says all the other, even
Pachityas.
Yes, and also Sikhyas.
No, because you see, there is one Pachitya who is Ajiva. Ajiva Pati. Now, by hinting for Panita Bhojanas, for sumptuous foods, Ajiva Pati.
Oh.
Yes, not. It is regarding Nisargya Pachityas.
Okay.
Because we have Pachityas who are Ajiva Pati.
Okay.
Now, regarding Ajiva Vipati, you can find in, for example, the fourth Parajika, by tending lines and making livelihood of that, making requisites, that is Ajiva Vipati.
But the Vinaya knows the answer like that.
Is it said by the Sila Vipati?
It says the effectors of 13 stangadis is almost the same with number 10. So the difference is only for the place, the person, and the vata. The other thing is almost the same.
Yes, but we can see in Kanga Vidarana about this sentence, no? About Ajiva Pati Pachaya. It says that except Upasita, six apati khandas, as called Ajiva Vipati Pachaya. Because of Ajiva Pati, you can, as called, there are six classes of offenses which are laid down. How they translate this? Except Dubhasita. You can read this?
Yes. It says that except for those six groups of offenses which is laid down according to the a condition of Ajiva Apati. That is Dupasa. Something like that. Which is not clear.
Yeah, it should be translated Tapetva Dupasita, except Dupasita.
Except Dupasita.
The six Apati Kanyas are let down because of Ajiva Vipati. This should be translation. Except the Dupasita. Dupasita it is on, of the, we have seven classes of offenses.
Yes,
no?
Yes.
Okay, the last one is Dupasita. Seventh. Now except the seventh, Dupasita, all the other classes of offenses, Apatikanda, they also let down because of Ajiva Vipati. Means, some rules have Ajiva Vipati inside them, all of them.
Okay.
Parajika, for example, it is Sila Vipati, but it is Ajiva Vipati, that you have to take like that. Now, fourth Parajika. Okay? Sila Vipati, but in the same time, it is also Ajiva Vipati, because you make a livelihood pertaining lives. It is Sila Vipati, but because it involves livelihood, no? Therefore, Ajiva is also involved. Okay?
But a killing human being is not Ajiva Vipati, no?
No. Parajika number 4.
Number 4.
Okay. Therefore now we have Ajiva Vipati also in the Parajikas.
Okay.
Sila Vipati plus Ajiva Vipati.
Okay.
In the same way in the Sangati says Kula Dusaka, you have Sila Vipati, but at the same time because of you corrupt families and get requisites, no? That is how you make livelihood. That also Sila Vipati plus Ajiva Vipati.
Okay.
Therefore in the same way now in the, except Nisaya Pachita you don't have that. In Pachitya, there is another rule, which is because of asking for panita bhojana, as called delicious food, without being sick. That is Ajiva Vipati.
Okay.
You have Pachitya. In Patitasaniya, I think also, there is another rule which asking the bhikkhuni to give.
Yes.
That is Ajiva Vipati.
What was the dukkhatas?
There are dukkhatas, for example, if you make the effort, while making the effort, you find your ashkola.
Okay.
So then...
But how about
the other Vipati? You translate now, you can translate. No. You translate, waiting.
Okay. 我们之前说不是说最后那七种吗？ 按照七种大小来分的话，分七种，第一种是那个巴拿西跟桑格迪塞萨，然后巴西利亚，然后那个巴西利亚，然后是那个，银善会法，然后是那个恶作，然后恶说，然后这个这个这个这个地方，这样说除了这几种罪里边，除了恶说之外。
其他六种罪里边都有豁免失败的情况，比如说巴拿西卡里边，他那个第四条巴拿西卡，他是可以包括豁免失败的，就是说他虽然说呢，以后的法里边他只是指写的一些什么，但是第四条巴拿西卡也可以包括豁免失败，因为你是用那个妄语，那个虚妄语骗取别人的供养，这里边包括豁免失败。然后萨拉迪斯加里边那个第十三条乌加，它虽然也是借失败，但是它里边也包括了豁免失败，因为你乌加的话，那是从巨神那里骗取各种各样的供养。 然后，尼萨奇亚巴西利亚里边，也有那个豁免失败，比如说后面不讲的金钱戒什么的，然后，巴西利亚里边也有那个豁免失败，比方后面讲的，比方说在在自己没有病的时候，或者说是有所许没日，然后。
回国法里边也有那个豁免失败，比方说回国法第一条，就是请比库尼用那个到十五家里为自己支援食物等等，然后恶作里边也有那个豁免失败，你比方说在那个巴拿西卡里边，他说我只做这个前方便的话，那是恶作，所以说那里边也有豁免失败，
There is also now one sekia also, which unfortunately Dukkata, if one asks for more supa, supa means, translated as condiment, condiment like that, special condiment.
Okay.
所以 therefore now ajiva in that context means vipatti or vipatti it is taking the requisites either pindapata rope and lodging or medicines by wrong means. Okay? Then you do a vipatti. It is, I call your livelihood is been defected, is defect in your livelihood. By taking the requisite by wrong means. And there are rules who deal about this thing. We mentioned some of them. We'll find maybe more later.
简单来说，那个这个活命失败就是以不如法的手段去取得衣食住药的各种各样的资具，然后你这样说的话，你的那个正命就是受到损害，所以说这就是称之为活命失败。Now
regarding Titi Vipatti, because of Titi Vipatti, there are only two apatikas, means class of offenses which has been let down. That means only Pachiti and Dukkata.
然后，对于见识坏来说，只有两种罪，一种是巴西利亚，一种是恶作。
No, Ditti Vipatti means there is one Pachitya rule about regarding the monk Arita, his name Arita, who had the wrong views regarding the Buddha's teaching. And there is a rule we find them maybe what's called later. We'll find them later. This rule, Pachitya rule. And that has nothing to do with ajiva, vipatti or like that. It has to do with his wrong views. So then, how to deal with monks who have such wrong views? And then, that, we have two pachityas like that. No, no, excuse me.
Two
pachityas.
But
this is about samanera.
Kandaka.
Kandaka, but he is samanera.
Yes,
okay. But he's, I call,
yes.
But if the sangha does not, I think, alright. No, you have also some like that, about two rules, okay. So then, and there are dukkhatas, other dukkhatas are also involved there. Okay, you can tell.
然后在这个巴西利亚下面，他有各种各样的恶作，然后所以说那个对于建设方面，所以
therefore now Gangadhar Vidyarani tells that up from now on is not going to talk about vipatti. Vipatti is what is called sila vipatti, achara vipatti, titi vipatti, ajiva vipatti. Is not going to tell again because this is the last. This is the only explanation given now and so forth, and we have to remember it. If we now meet other rules, we know most of these rules are achara vipatti. And there are certain rules, we emphasize them for this ajiva vipatti. And we have two rules which are ditti vipatti, pachitya rules, ditti vipatti. So, and therefore now, Kankavidya tells, from now on, he is not going to mention this again.
然后那个，以后多下面一个下面，此事这个天下如此失坏的，再写一个结束，从此以后我们将不再列出或者说解说那个失坏论。意思就是说那个，就对以后对每一条界的实际要素分析，它就不再分析这个失坏了，就失坏的这个所有内容，在这个地方已经解释完了。也就是说，我们之后遇到绝大部分界都会属于那个形式坏，然后只有极个别的界，它属于那个。
Now we are going to see the factors. Okay, for this Nisargya number, Nisargya Pachiti number one, there are five factors. Okay, now the first factor it is that the rope, it is intended for oneself. It is one's own rope. It is for one's personal use. Okay, it is. It is, okay, and it is proper, allowable material, and then it is on the proper size. Means, it's called, if it is less than that, it's called, that 1 cubit and length and 1 cubit width, so that measurements, you can't determine that rule. But if it is proper measurements, so that is one factor also for a monk to fall into offense if it exceeds 10 days.
然后按照上面可以讲，这个第一条，你看前面接下来的五个要素，第一个要素就是说这件衣是归自己所有的，而且是为了自己的使用。第二个要素就是这件衣的使用的材料都是如法。
What is the next root? Gananupa Veda means it exceeds the number. What is number? What is how they translate it? The next factor, second factor?
It says reaching the number or something.
Reaching the number?
Yes. Or entering the number, something like that.
Okay. Gana means the number, exceeding the number. It should be exceeding the number. Maybe more than 3 ropes. It should be like that. Okay. No, it cannot be. Gana no bhagata. Gana no bhagata. Gana no bhagata. It is under. Do you have it? This word did not appear before now.
Yeah, apparently it's to be gone, it seems.
What can that mean? No, Chinese also not very clear, no? Chinese translation not very clear.
It didn't give more explanation. It's just a literal translation.
Okay, let it be. So the next is China Palibota Bao. So it's called that the Katina privileges Ashkol, had been withdrawn, and then these Pali Bodhas of Avasa Pali Bodha and Chivare Pali Bodha have been, Ashkol, are no more there. Because the Katina privilege had been cancelled, had been removed, had been the time, all the time passed, Katina privileges. So therefore no, the Pali Bodhas, Avasa Pali Bodha and Chivare Pali Bodha all cut off, means they are removed also.
Mm. 然后呢？第三条引入约束，这个意义不是很清楚。我们先把它换一个。然后第四条，旧的一段方案。然后这句话意思指的是那个功能一特权已经去除了，而且因为那个功能一特权它指的是那个，如果你想有功能一特权的话，你必须一支持和驻守支持必一定要有。然后这个地方说的一段，就是指那个一支持一段，或者说驻守支持一段，也换句话来说，就是你的功能特权已经没有了。
So and then atireka chivara, the fact that is extra rope, and then the last factor it is that one exceeds the 10 days. These are the 5 factors.
然后。下面呢，就是它是那个多余的一，然后它那个，然后储存超过十日。
Okay, now regarding samutanas, katina samutana, katina samutana it is. Let me see about samutana. What are the fina notes? What it tells? We have to go back in the. Let me see. Can see what katina samutana? How many?Body and speech, no? It should be also. No. Speech is not involved. No. It's not Vachi Samudha. It should be Kaya Samudha and Chitta Samudha.
Body speech or the body speech mind.
Speech also involved.
Yes, because you
determination.
Yes.
To determine it, you have to make your speech. Okay. Yes. Katina-san. All right. Akirya means Akirya niyat means also if one is passive, one doesn't make an action, while the time is to make action. One delays to make the action. That means, when the time is to act and to prevent that 10 days will pass, one just postpones it, delays, and becomes passive. So therefore now, by being passive, one can fall into offense.
然后那个，这东西是康天大的东西，康天大的东西它。他就是这样一点办的话，只有通过两种东西，一种是身语东西，一种是身语意东西。那他为什么记得一定要包含那个语呢？就是说他你那就是身的东西可以理解，他储存了嘛。然后语的话就是你应该把这个意识舍，然后你没有舍，或者然后说应该那个就是你没有净失。然后这然后那这舍呀净失决议这些都是通过语言完成的，所以说它是身语东西，也可以是身语意东西。然后由那个做和未做来分，也是一样，就是由未做而分，就是说应该做，实在没有做，就是过那个就是在时间你应该把这件事舍掉，但是他没有舍掉，所以说是由未做而分。
So then, no sanya vimoka it is. We have already explained this that even if one is wrong perception about time, then one does not get rid of the offense. It's still, one might fall into offense.
然后是那个非有想而说的，然后还有那个无心界，刚才我们已经解释了，就是他为什么是非有想，就是为什么是无心界。
And Achitaka, whoever explained this, Panyati Vajja, now this rule is not Loka Vajja. It's not, one does not accumulate any bad karma, because one exceeds the 10 days. But it is wrong according to the formulation of the Buddha put down, If one does it out of disrespect, of course it is wrong. It's called, because one is supposed to take these rules after becoming Upasamadana. So one should keep these rules by disrespect. There is a paccity offense also, if one does it out of disrespect. So, kaya kama, vachi kama, tichitta, divedana now. Okay, we'll explain now that one has to make an effort by body, no? By speech. Now, for example, speech is, by determining the door, one has to make to use one speech. So that is also, and what else? Even if one wants to withdraw, to withdraw the determination of the rope, one has to use one speech. Okay. Now, ticitta means three. It's called kusala citta, akusala citta, avyakata citta, neutral citta. So then, and ti vedana means sukha vedana, dukkha vedana, upeka vedana. So then. Right, now we have finished this rule, and we'll, in the end, you can ask some questions if you like, after 9:30 maybe. So, therefore now we're going to explain the Nisāgya Paccitta number 2 now. So, in order to accept some terms, it's better for you to read it aloud.
Okay. Okay,
very short, no? Very small rule. But many monks have big problems with this rule. How to almost every day. Every day problem. But it is only for 7 months. 7 months problems. 5 months problem free. Five months means if you are lucky to get the Katina privileges. If you are in China, you can't find monks to make Katina a ceremony problem. So, now, this rule tells that monks should not be absent from their own three robes, even for a single night. And the reason is that those days, monks, they used to travel, okay, and they thought, okay, why we should carry three robes with us? They will leave the sangati behind, and thinking we'll come, they will delay, and the sangati has become got fungus, that's called, and other monks, the resident monks, because the kuti will have batsmen. If a rope gets fungus, so they used to put him outside. So, and then when the Vermananda, he used to pass and saw all these ropes outside in the kutis and so forth full of fungus, and asked him what is the reason, and then the monks told him that these monks used to travel, they leave the rope behind, and they get fungus. They are bad smelling. So, and then after the Buddha had been informed about this matter, then the Buddha put down the rule that monks should not go away from the three ropes even for a single night. So to keep these three ropes and to care to care about the rock. Because if you live on your rope 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks inside the kuti because of humidity, it starts becoming fungus. Who is going to care about that? So that is why monks have to take the responsibility about the three ropes. That is the idea behind this rule.
这样就之前的比库外出，然后外出之前他把一些比库那个他外出说他只穿上一个下衣，然后他把那个大衣在那个就库里边不要潮湿嘛，大衣在库里边发霉，然后那个在库里边睡男们的气味，然后那个现在那个住住住寺庙里边比库就开始扇那个大衣。 然后那个安南长老在寺院里边巡视的时候，看这这笔库就把这个事情给我告诉了安南长老，然后安南长老就开始非难这件事情，就是为什么这些人不能不自己带衣托付给其他笔库，然后出去旅行，然后安南长老把这事告诉了佛陀，然后佛陀制定这二戒。 然后佛陀制定这二戒的那个意思，就是说三衣哪怕对于一个比丘来说，哪怕一夜也不能离开。这制定这二戒的目的，是为了让比丘就是照顾好自己的那个衣。So
now three ropes means here the three ropes could the monk is determined because we have already explained what the three ropes should be, how they should be determined, what the proper material should be, how the size should be, and all these things. This means three ropes, okay? Not any other ropes.
然后这个地方三衣是指已经决意的三衣，就是已经决意的三个那个大衣上衣或者下衣。Now
other ropes are, for example, sitting cloth. That no problem. Okay, sitting cloth. It is if one is absent 4 months from the sitting cloth. That sitting cloth means one falls to offense, okay, by being absent 4 months from the sitting cloth.
Where is that cloth?
That is in Mahavagapad.
Okay. So,
and regarding bed sheets, if one is absent from bed sheets, from towels, from Kandupati Chadi, or Parikara Cholas, that do not count. Okay, all other ropes are excluded, except the three chivaras, one should have them, as called together, as called with oneself, and so forth, and not to be absent for a single night.
除了三衣和坐具之外，其他几种衣，比方说床单、擦脸布、敷纱布、杂用布等等。
So now we will study now what means to be absent. Okay? To be absent. Because this absence it depends on the location the monk is. And that location matters. And we have to study now the locations. If for example he is in the village, the monk is in the village or in the city and in the vihara or in a single house. So how to deal this with the location? And therefore this rule deals about how the monk be absent from his robe according to the location he is.
然后，下面我跟解释什么叫离宿。然后离宿呢，它可能是在那个村落，它有可能在森林里边，也可能在寺院里边。然后下面给大家解释。All right,
now we'll study the location. Now for it. According to Sudha Vibhanga, we have about how many?
It is for today.
Doctor will come tomorrow, January 5th.
It's for today.
Finish,
Okay.
Hitta.
Hitta, hitta.
To write again.
There is the farmer's name.
Hitta. Janwa.
Janwa.
No, is it?
Yeah.
Janwari, it should be Ri. The last.
I got you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. You don't need to use this because now you also
get problem. This month get problem.
Oh, yes.
You get shorter. Sorry. Now. Blue or black? You like blue? You can ask him what color they like.
Let me see how it's
okay. Go first black. If somebody complains, you can put blue.
现在很有意思，那有意思，直接不行了。哦，我
village, no? The first is village. I will put black because it's only blue. Okay, you know to find
the contrast.
Sambandha. Rohanata Sambandha.
This is good. This is Samadhan.
Huh?
This is Samadhan.
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 So, okay. Villages, for example, here's a village. Which has either a fence around or has a wall around. Right? And it is of different families. It is not one family there. One family, Mr. Smith. The other family, Mr. I don't know, I will get some Chinese name. They are different families, okay? If a monk is in that location within the village, how to deal with this? How to deal with this rock? We will study this. Okay, that is Dhamma.
Before we already studied that, no?
Huh?
Before we already studied that.
No, no, this is different now.
Different?
Yeah. Okay. He is inside the village. Okay, he's not in the house, any house. But outside, for him, he wants to sleep outside. Okay? And because there is a small park, excuse me, there is somehow on the, some bench, on the bench, okay, somehow in the village. Or maybe he wants to sleep on the ground, somewhere inside the village. So then, how to deal with his situation? How to be absent from his robe? When the monk should know that I'm absent from my robe? Okay, that is within village. Then we have houses. Okay? Houses and so forth.
and let's see these all these things. And the monk wants to sleep somehow on the road, let's see. Okay? So how he should know that I'm absent from my road? Okay, you can speak. This is Parikito. It is with a fence, a village with a fence, and oh, with a wall. It's called Parikito. It's an enclosure. It is an enclosure. 然后这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 family. Uh-huh. Family means here they are relatives. Means relative children. They have their wives. Maybe 4, 5, 6 houses. But it's one village. So then, okay, now here it says, because there is enclosure, okay, the monk, if he sleeps on the roof, right, so then he can, and he wants to go to the toilet, or he wants to go somehow to visit, to get a well, it is to get fetch water, which is far away, okay, to fetch water. Here he sleeps and he also fetches. As long as he does not go outside the enclosure, still, his rope, he is not absent from his rope.
然后这个比如说在那睡的时候，他如果离开自己，比方说休了几个，或者说休个几天，打车，只要他没有离开这个村子，这个不算离开三一。然后我说这个村子它本身是有界限的，这个这个是离离关或者离乡。Okay,
it is different. This distance from here can be 100 meters. No problem. He can be absent from this one.
即使他睡觉这个地方和这个睡醒之影之间只有一百米，那也无所谓。他让自己放在那个原来的地方。
But if he goes two and a half cubits outside the enclosure, okay, still he is within the village. If he exceeds, his rope becomes inside the village. On the time of dawn, not before it.
但是如果在明确申请时，他离开这个村落超过二点五万尺，他离开一个村落这个边界超过二点五万尺，那就算离乡。如果说他虽然离开这个边界，但是他边界距离还在二点五万尺之内，那就没有问题。
All right. Now this is about the next is. If the village has no enclosure, no fence, no wall, it's open. All right. What to do in that case?
Remove the fence.
Now problem. What to do? Then.
然后假设这个村落没有篱笆这些，或者围墙这样的边界，然后这应该怎么办？
So now here it is a thing. So the Buddha tells in whatever house, okay, the rope is placed, the monk should leave that very house, okay? And he should not leave that house hatapasa. Okay? Now for example here it is the house should be again outside. Outside the house, he should not. He can go outside the house, but he should not leave the hatapot of the house.
Then,
或者说他不应该离开这个房子超过一个伸手距离，或者说二点五英尺。
So if the monk sleeps on the road,、then he should not leave his robe hatapasana from his body. Okay, if he sleeps on the road.、
如果说你这个衣不是在房子里边，就是在一个露天路上，别人就在道路上，那明相是显示你那个衣和你的身体不应该就那个距离不应该超过那个2.5英尺，也就是一个伸手。
这个是明相升起之前吗？
明相升起的时候。
不是说供塑吗？就是供塑这个折着碗都不应该。
不是，他你看那张戒，他是说很明确的明相。
So now, if the monk now, he wants to fetch water, or is to be wailing, about 100 meters away, or he wants to go to the toilet, he has to carry his sangati with him, on the shoulder, or something like that, under the armpit, and then go to the well to fetch water, go to the toilet and so on. If he's outside sleeping in the road, okay? So this is, otherwise, if he leaves his rope on the road, and he goes to fetch water, he will be absent during the time of dawn, right? His robe becomes nisari.
所以说这个旅客晚上才喝水去井里边打水，或者说去上厕所的时候，他如果他是在世界路上的话，然后在这个没有边界村落里边，那他上厕所的时候应该带着自己僧衣，不然的话，因为他如果在路上，如果一旦明天升起的话，他就会犯神漏。
Now regarding this is regarding the village which is from our own family. But now there are many families. And again it is surrounded with a fence. Okay?
大家注意点，刚刚我们讲这种情况，就是说这一个村落里边只有一个家族。一个家庭，应该说一个家庭只有一个家庭。然后下面我讲，如果这一个村落里边有多个家庭，应该什么情况？
So now, here the fence it is of no use. Okay, the Buddha tells the monk whatever house he lives, okay, that house he should not leave it atapas. The fence doesn't count. It is not that he has to not to leave the fence for enough duty like before. Of one family, because different families, it is a house which matters. It's not the fence.
如果说这个村落它是有不同的阶级家庭做组成的话，那么不管它有没有那个篱笆或者围墙，这都是一样的。不管是村落有没有那个确定的边界，这都是一样的。就是说你这个比库，它不管是在哪个家，就是哪个房子里边住。那他是在明天升起的时候，他不能离开这个房子，但是他放三一这个房子一个伸手所及之外，也就是2.5英尺之外。
So if the monk meets in the hall, let's say it is a what's called sapa, it is a kind of what's called municipal hall.
Okay.
I don't know what's called
municipal.
Or people gather together for meetings, spaces, meeting halls, or meetings hall. So then, in the same way, if the monk sleeps inside the hall, he should not leave that hall from Hatapas, from the wall of the hall. Outside, he can go outside, but if he leaves the wall of the hall, it's called Hatapas, it is, the chiva becomes inside the visitor in the time of dawn.
然后如果他没有住在村里边任何一个人家房子里边，他住在比方说公共的会堂，比方说村委会的会堂里边的话，那他在明相升起的时候，他不应该离开他住这个会堂，就这个公共建筑超过一个伸手距离，或者2.5英尺。
So, or if there are, for example, the hall, this Dwaramuni means it is the steps, no? There are steps and so forth which you enter from the main gate. There are steps and so forth which can really be more than 2.5 cubits, maybe more. So that steps also because are attached to the hall Okay, if it, even if there the steps are more than 2.5 cubits, one can go to the ice cold up to the steps, one can go.
Uh-huh.
Okay, from the front.
Mm.
But more than ice cold, 2.5 cubits.
Mm.
But if it is on the wall, he can't exceed the 2.5 cubits.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. 他说这样，如果这个公共建筑物，他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们他们
there are steps, no? So there may be maybe 4 cubits. Okay? He can go up to here, no problem. Because he is still, these are attached to a hole. But from the wall, he has to be 2.5 cubits from the wall.
这个
example, if he touches the ground, that means he is now absent from this rock. His rock is inside, and he is outside. While touching the ground and the down and down, he might fall inside.
Means even his left behind the ground.
Yes, he just steps down the steps on the ground. There are no more steps. He steps down into what in his shiva is inside. Okay, his shiva is what is inside. He is outside. The monkey is outside.
Precise.
Now one leg is down, he has to put 2 feet down.
Yes,
it's wrong. 1 feet is not enough.
Okay.
然后如果说他那个他们一样是损失，他他已经有一只脚在接地上，然后另外一只脚在地面上，只要他有一只脚在接地上，他还不算已经离散一，但如果说当时弥山真有他两只脚都已经在那个地面上了，那算已经离散一，你说一个多少？不是，你说一个多少？不是，内脏就中。
Different, no? About all throw stone is about different, about Aranya and Gama. Gama Upachara, Upachara, the Upachara of the village, is not the Hatapasa. The Upachara means the neighborhood. If you have a throw from here, you throw one throw, that is the Upachara. It's called Upachara. We don't speak about these things. We study this in the first Parajika.
First parantic about what means forest and what means village. But now we are not outside the village, we are inside the village. But you are throwing a stone is regarding the measure of the pachara of the village.
But it seems that the book of when the book is really it seems that the book is actually telling you in this way is telling that if your ship is in this coast, then your distance from this house should not be more than one stone's worth.
What? Hatapasa, it is not allowed to be a Hatapasa. Hatapasa, it is not about Ledupata. Everything is Hatapasa.
Everything is
Hatapasa. Yes.
Then maybe wrong translation.
Wrong translation.
Maybe. I would just check later about the translation.
Ledupata is called, you have to like throw like that. And we count this about Upachara, for example. What means Upachara? We study this from house Upachara. The Upachara of the house, it is like a woman who wants to throw water. But Gan Upachara is called to throw stone. So now, if a man now, he wants to go to the meeting hall, okay, which is the village meeting hall, and from this point, he wants to move, go there, okay, he should carry his robe together with his body, at the pass, okay. He can ask for and then he can live inside the meeting hall, or he can live like inside the meeting hall, or he can live at the steps. Okay, and he should not leave that hall Hatapasa from the wall. He should not leave Hatapasa. Right? This is how he's going to the meeting hall, and I explain why the Buddha emphasized the meeting hall. Because someone takes an excuse, oh, I'm going to the central part of the village with the meeting hall, therefore I am justified to be absent from my role. Mm. It's not like that. Even if this meeting hall is the central part of the village, so then you can't be absent by going there. Mm. Okay? You have to take your role together with you. So then carry it on your body. And if you reach the meeting hall, you have to proceed in the same procedure we have explained before. Mm-hmm. Okay? From the wall, we should not be Hatapasa when we have it, and from the steps, we can be not step down from the steps.
And then, 那他这个时候他应该带着自己那个带着自己相应一起往那个地方走，因为如果没有这个解释，他离开他永远放一个地方，那个超过一生的时间，他就会犯那个你像先把几天，然后这样这个地方为什么特别特别特别强调这个这个公共建筑会议厅，因为这个往往在一个村落里边会议厅，但是这个一个村落中央的位置，然后但是即便是你要是你这个一还是在村落范围内，然后 你认识的村落中央位置，但是你离开你那个一超过了一个生命周期，这个情况仍然是犯忌的，所以说特别需要强调一下。然后如果说你带了一，然后到了这个会议厅，然后你没想明天才申请，那你应该保证你当时至少是应该在这个会议厅基地上面，你不能两只脚都已经着地了。你可以后，你的问题可以和往后面一起问啊。
Now regarding the, if it is no fence around, okay? So, what to do? No fence.
It's the same. It applies the same. Because the difference is, and no fence. Whether it is fence or no fence, is irrelevant. Okay? The same explanations apply here also. If he is in the house, 2.5 cubits from the house. If it is in the hall, again, this explanation applies.
然后就是在一个村子里边，他如果是有这个别的，他没有了别的，就是一样的，就是就看你这个一到到出犯什么地方，如果是犯在房子里边，你不应该离开房子一个生存区，如果犯会影响你离开这个会影响你生存区，就是这样。Now
we go up universal. House with many, many rooms. Okay? Let's see. Can be a tower house. Tower building. Means a multi building.
Tower.
T-O-W-E-R.
A tower building, okay.
Can be 100 story building, okay? Can be skyscraper,
okay.
So if it is of one family, it belongs to one family. The owner is one family.
如果这大楼都是属于同一家人的话,
so then he can keep the rope in any room he likes. Maybe here, keep your rope, and he can go any place he likes to keep his building. No problem. Except if he goes 2.5 cubits up to beyond 2.5 cubits from the building itself.
然后如果说这整个大楼都是同一家的话，那你可以把一放在这个大楼任何一个房间里，比方说最里面最边角那个房间，然后你还是可以，然后你可以在大楼之外，离这个大楼边界不超过一个伸手所及的位置。
So then, but on the condition what? That his building should be have a fence around. Okay? He can do that if there is a fence around. If there is no fence, there is a problem. I will explain.
Okay?
What is planned now, that he has a chivara here now, he can go everywhere, but on the condition that there is a fence around.
But,
in that case now, yeah.
This 2.5 previous means actually means here.
Okay, so.
这刚才给大家补充说明一点，就刚才跟我们说这种情况，就只是和就是说这个大楼外头有个篱笆或者那个围墙，然后你这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个
So if there is no fence, okay, he has to, if his chiver is here, he should live in that room. In that, if he, that chiver is in that room, he should that, not that leave, not leave that room, be home.
那如果说这个大楼它如果没有篱笆或者围墙的话，然后你的衣服在那个房间里边，那你那明显是你说你就应该在那个房间里边，或者说你离那个房间不超过一个摄氏度就行。
昨天放到衣服
过，
我给你重复一遍啊，就是说我们先说条件，这是一个大楼，属于同一个家族，然后这个大楼如果有危墙的话，那么你不管放哪个房间里边，你到时候只要在这个大楼的这个围墙范围之内，或者说离这个围墙超过2/2都可以。但是如果说属于同一家族，这个大楼没有围墙的话，那么你的衣放在你的房间里边，你明显是你说你不应该离开那个房间超过一个钟头。
说。Regarding now, if that building is of different family, that means the owners are not one family, there are many families.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many families also residing inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And whether it is, I call, with a fence around
mm-hmm.
or not a fence,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
that is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, if his cigarette is in this room,
mm-hmm.
the man should leave that inside the room, or he should not leave that room behind the door.
然后，如果说这大楼里边有好多个家庭家庭居住的话，那么不管那有没有篱笆，都是一样。你明显就是那个椅子在哪个房间里边，你就应该不离开那个房间一个超过一个摄氏度。
Therefore, now if we go in such houses, we should check. Okay. So then, is the wall around the house, or is not a wall? Is a fence around the house? Is not. And we should investigate.Who is the owner of this house? Is one family or many families?
所以说，如果我们去这大楼里边住的话，应该解决两个问题，就是这个大楼周围到底有没有这种危险？这是第一。第二，这个大楼到底是一个家族所有，还是都好几个家庭所有
？So if you go to your family's house, so it's called. You must see is my family's house is a wall around, is a fence around, and.And now, your family, you know now, it is, the owner, it is only your family. Okay? So then, then inside that house, you can go anywhere you like, as called. But you can't go behind the wall or the fence. More than 2.5 cubits. Okay? In the dawn time, your rope might become a sacrifice.
然后，如果大家回到那个自己家的房子里边，然后自己家的房子里边肯定有好多房间。然后自己家的房子，你应该知道，就是它到底是有围墙还是没有围墙。然后呢，当然那个自己家房子的话，当然你住那房子里边只有一个那个只有一个家族。那这样的话，那这样的话，如果说你这房子是有围墙的话，你的那个衣放在任何一个房间里边，但明显的时候，你可以在你的房子里任何一个位置。但如果没有这个想法，你不应该离开那个你那个放衣的房间超过一个摄氏度。
So now, if your family is residing in an apartment, okay, in an apartment.So, and this apartment is such a building. Okay, there are many families there. And this belongs to not one owner, many owners. Because there are like 2-3 owners, because it's a big building. That's called, belongs to 3 owners. And you are now in the apartment of your parents. Okay? So therefore now, and your parents tell you, you reside in this room. Okay, in this room here. And your parents reside here.So your rope is here. So in the dawn time, you can't go outside this room except 2.5 cubits from this room. You can't go inside the old building. Okay? Because different families, as called, and whether it is with a fence or not a fence, that doesn't count. You have to be inside the room or should not leave that very room 2.5 cubits.
然后，要比如说你们家实际上是在一个公寓里边的话， 那一个公寓里边它肯定是多个家庭的，所以说这种情况下，不管是公寓大楼里边是有围墙还是没有围墙，都是一样的。那比方说这是你们家庭房间那个房子的平面图，然后这个是你父母给你分配那个卧室。比方说那你们已经放这个卧室的话，那么在冥想室的同时，你不应该离开你自己的卧室超过一个生理时期。
So if you go to the toilet, maybe the toilet is here, okay? And the toilet is more than 2.5 cubits. You have to take your rope with you and go to the toilet.
比如说这个地方是厕所，就是你们家的房子厕所，然后你家这个房子厕所距离离你卧室距离是超过一个生理时期的话，那你如果在冥想室的时候，你应该带着大衣上，是不是？
So, and after returning, you have to carry your rope back to Europe. After finishing the toilet, you have to carry your rope.
我上完厕所以后就再不带
回去。Don't forget your rope inside the toilet.
然后再不一带回去，不要把自己衣服忘在厕所里。
什么？
什么怎么回事？啊，这个你们家住一个公寓里边，住一个公寓里边，然后这是你父母给您安排的卧室。然后这是你们的公寓厕所，然后说这个厕所如果是那个超过你这个卧室超过一个生理所及的话，那么在冥想升起的时候，你应该带着大衣上厕所，然后呢上厕所带大衣回来。
So now the next buildings which are mentioned in Sutta Upaya.They have different names and different shapes. For example, Udo-sito, it is a...
Tower.
Huh?
Tower.
Not tower. Udo-sito, it is like a...
Tent.
Okay. A stall where people, they put things inside, you know, for example, food for the...They put other, like a garage, garage. But here is now, village people, they have like a gunnery. They put, for example, it's called what they already harvested. They put other tools in the agriculture. They use other tools, for example, to put inside, or they put food for animals, for the cows or the. Therefore, it is not for sleeping place. It is used, but usually you can sleep there, because now if you, the monk, for example, the people they don't put it inside the house. They tell him, but they were family, husband, wife.It's not good for you to sleep inside the house. They will give you those things. They will give you this kind of garage level.
So in urban places, we can consider this kind of thing as a garage or something?
A garage or something like that. Okay. Some room. It is not a room, it's just a hall which they use it for such things. They are not a living room like that.
Okay.
They have to check. After Nibesan, Udo
Sito.
Okay.
这下面也讲一种情况，就是那个，比如说在农村里边呢，他可能会有一种那个仓库，把那个干活那个器具放在里边，或者让那个。就是干的或者细菌扔在里边，像那种仓库。一般情况下，这种地方不是主人，但是比方说一个比库，他晚上过来接宿的时候，因为那个主人可能跟他说，我那个这是你在这里，你在我们家里边住，可能那个不太合适。那然后他可能会让你到那个地方住。然后在城市里边，这种地方可以，比方说那个停车场，那个下面那个车库， 那个，比方说那个一个，房子里边它有个车库，如果比会如果在车库里边是吧？不是或者什么什么，我照样这个大家来解释。
Therefore, it is the same like any hall, any house. The man should not leave that. Like, if it is in front family, okay, it is with fence. We should, for example, I don't know. You tell me.
Okay.
It's not more apartment. No,
okay.
This type of those. It's just a hall.
Mm.
Okay. So if it is a fence with one family, then I can leave, one should not leave behind the fence. If it is without fence, in one family, again, should be in the place inside the hall.
Okay.
So there are no rooms, actually there are no rooms. In this hall there are no rooms.
Okay.
Just empty. Means they put all kind of storeroom.
Okay.
It's like a storeroom.
Okay.
Storeroom, they use it like a storeroom. Okay? So, and you can live inside any place and without leaving the world. You don't have to.
Okay. And if it belongs to many families, then whether there's a fence or not, you cannot leave this whole place for what's called.那这样的话就按照我们之前说的那个例子，就是你不能离开这个仓库这个房间超过一个钟头。
So now the other buildings which are mentioned are different shapes of buildings. Okay. And the same applies to that building also like this building we have explained. Okay. Now therefore when different if you see some encyclopedias they keep different shapes of buildings now. The Chinese they build different kind of buildings. The Western they keep different kind of buildings. Similarly they have different styles. The different styles of houses. Okay, different styles of houses. So therefore now we have for example a house with a round. Okay, round house. And so like that. And you have different rooms in there. Okay? So it is not tall building, but they are for that area. And we have other houses which are like a palace. They have a palace. And the palace can have different shapes.
Yes.
Okay? So it can be with big towers or like that, whatever. So what? You have very fanciful palaces. Whatever the case is, all what we explained about this rule, about Nivesan, about the building, this applies to any other building. Okay? Whatever the shape is, and so forth.
然后建筑物可以有不同类型，可以有不同形状。比方说有那个有帐篷，有宫殿，有塔。但是我们就我们刚刚设置规则，就是说看你是一个家庭还是属于多个家庭，看你是有篱笆还是没有篱笆这个规则，它适用一些形状、一些类型的建筑物。
Can be round house or half round house, whatever the shape.
然后呢，这建筑形状可以任意的，可以是圆形，可以是半圆形，各种各样的。
We have to consider whether it is one family, whether it is a fence around, or is it no fence around. There are different families. So, and what is explained already about this building applies for any other building.
This side,
okay.
Yes.
Alright, now we'll go about ships. How to travel with a ship. Okay? The ships can be on the river, can be on the sea.
然后下面我们讲船的情况。
What kind of ship you like? Oil tanker? Oil, you were talking about oil tanker or cruiser?
Cruiser.
It is a ship. Okay, let's say it's a ship.
Mm.
Can be also a boat, but a very big boat. Okay,
mm.
And there can be also rooms inside. Means because they are for people to sleep.
Mm.
There are cabins,
mm.
cabins. Okay.
Mm.
So now ship can be applied. Airship, also. Airship,
mm.
airplanes.
Okay,
you are inside the airplane.
Mm.
The time of dawn. What is your role?
然后这辆车有个飞机。
Okay. So now, if the ship or the airplane,
mm.
okay, it is a one family.
Mm.
One family.
Mm.
So one can leave one's rope in any place inside the ship. Okay.
Mm.
And go around and so forth, being upset, we hope 2.5 cubits, no problem.
Mm.
If it is on 5 mm, the ship.
Means even 2 hatapasa from the ship.
Inside the ship, I don't know how you
go. Okay.
2 hatapasa.
Okay.
But it says to live inside the ship. One should be inside the ship.
Okay. 然后这条船或者这个飞机是属于一个家庭的话，那你如果这样，你这个一是在在在在在在这条船或者在这个飞机上，那你明天出现什么，你可以在这条船或者这个飞机的任何一位置都可以。
So if, but if it is of belongs to different families,
mm.
so in whatever cabin,
mm.
one's rope is,
mm.
and one should not leave that cabin more than 2.5 cubits.
然后如果这架飞机属于多个家庭的话，那么你的那个衣是放在哪个舱房里边，那你就不应该离开那个舱房超过一个深的速度。
The same way with aeroplanes. Now, if we travel in aeroplane, so in the time of dawn, oh, you think I have to go to the toilet. So you get up, you leave your rope on the seat, and you get up to go to the toilet, which is 2.5 cubits, more than 2 cubits. Finish, your rope becomes inside the seat, inside the aeroplane.
他说：“所以他那个，坐飞机时，就如果说在民航系统上厕所，然后那个厕所离你的座位距离在一个深厕所之外的话，这个这个事儿，如果说上厕所，不带三衣，然后民航升起，那么这个就变是舌头味。”
Same way applies in the bus.
Mm.
In the bus. Now you are sitting on the front seat.
Mm.
And your friend calls you at the time you don't come, I want to show you something.
Mm.
And you leave your rope
mm.
on the bus and
mm.
you go back to meet your friend.
Mm.
Behind 2.5 cubits,
mm.
your rope becomes Masajya Patiti. Therefore, in such places like aeroplane, buses, and what, one should be better to have your rope close by,
mm.
on the body of the bus.
Mm.
Because there are no rooms now. There are no rooms.
Mm.
So it is open place.
Mm.
So therefore, if one wants to go to the toilet,
mm.
on the plane, one has to carry one's
mm.
double rope, also one's hand to go to the toilet.
Mm.
And then going to the toilet, don't forget one's sangati and so forth inside the toilet, get back
mm.
to one's seat.
所以说像公交车这种里边没有房间的这种时候呢，大家就最好注意要把那个三衣放在就是离自己身体一个深入水域之内，然后注意要去上厕所的时候呢，要带着雨，然后上厕所回来的时候一定记得不要把衣服忘在厕所里。So
now regarding caravans, if you travel with caravan, so now I know how to speak, you can. Caravan, there are no houses in caravan.
Mm.
So, only tents can be tents there.
我正好先给大家讲的上队的情况。然后呢，上队里边他是没有房间，但是他有一栋帐篷。那这样画这个地方就是帐篷。
So if it is of one family, so now usually these families do not put a fence around a wall around nothing because next day they want to travel. So it is usually open. The caravan is open.
然后上一单帐篷，他一般是不会在这边放什么里边的，因为他第二天还要出发嘛。
So if the man lives inside the, what's called the caravan, means it doesn't go, what's called behind that, or inside. He is together with the caravan. He also travels together with the caravan. He sleeps together with them. So now the distance he can go from here. The Buddha tells Santa Bandara. Santa Bandara is about 100 meters then?
Yes, 98 meters.
Yes, 100 meters he can go from this side to the other side and so forth. Till he can go around 100 meters.
Means this only tent or so here he can have
yes, from the last tent, for example, is a tent. He can go 100 meters. From the last tent, let's see, it is another tent here, from here, few 100 meters. And then from the other last tent. So like that, from this side, 100 meters. And from here also, from this tent, then it's 100 meters.
这样说是这样。如果说你当时你那天晚上是跟那个山那个上队一起睡觉的话，然后他们这不是有不同帐篷吗？那你可以离这个你所处的方向最边缘的帐篷，不超过七个阿巴塔拉。然后七阿巴塔拉，我们之前算过，大概是98米，或者那个我们之前是那个以前不是移动界面吗？七阿巴塔拉机场，七阿巴塔拉当时我们算过是那个98米。那这样比方说你当时是这个方向的话，那你离这个方向的最外面的一个帐篷，不应该超过98米。然后如果是你在这个方向的话，你这个方向是最外面的一个帐篷，不应该超过98米。这个方向不应该就这个帐篷超过98米。
But on correction, say sorry.Wait. Only from the front and then from the back, it should be 100 meters. But from this side, it should be only
Anabandara. 14 meters.
From the left and the, from the right, it should be only Anabandara. Anabandara is called how many?
40 meters.
40? No.
14.
14. 14 meters.
Yes. So front means the direction they are going.
It's means from the front and from the back.
What is front?
Front means maybe from the direction they are going to go.
Yes,
they are going this direction.
Yeah, this is
the front.
Yes,
and this is the
where they come from. Right. 刚说这个七阿巴塔拉什么？是前后是吗？前后是怎么说呢？就是。就是说你这个你是上对前一那个方向，就是前的话，那你是上对那个来自方向是后，那这样的话前后这两个方向你可以离开最远的就是七个阿巴塔拉，但如果是那个侧面的方向的话，你只能离开一个阿巴塔拉，也就是14米左右。
So that is if one is one family, but if it is for different families, so.He should not leave the rope from. So therefore, he should not leave the rope from there. From the last tent, 2.5 cubits. From the tent he is, he should not leave 2.5 cubits. Now from this last tent, he should not leave 2.5 cubits.
然后我们刚才说这个七阿巴塔拉和一阿巴塔拉情况，它是什么呢？同一个家族的那个上对，如果这个上对他是分属于不同家族的话，那你这任何一个方向都是一样的，就是说你在这个方向的最后一个帐篷，你不应该离开最后一个帐篷超过一个生人所及。
我
能确认一下那个是帐篷还是移动的车队？ 那个是帐篷还是一部分车队？车队应该比别的比较好。
不是，他那个，
如果
so he's asking this is a mobile vehicle or a tent or something.
The tent usually people they spend the night, no?
对，因为你没干事儿，你在睡觉嘛。
In the night it is because now before dawn time, you use about usually in the night before dawn time, people they arrive in a place they want to rest, okay, they put tents. Because now these caravan people they travel from place to place during the night.They usually put some tents. If there is no tent, if they want to sleep outside, at least you know that there is some place they want to sleep, no? And if you sleep together with these people, so you must not leave these people more than 2.5 kilometers behind. Okay. So, but now such places also, especially if it is open, it's better to have one sort of hatapasa on the body.Because these people also, while sleeping, they might move. It's not steady. So then, but if it is a tent, it's fixed. It's fixed and so what? You know, okay, behind that tent, I should not go 2.5 cubits. So if you trust yourself to measure exactly how much. But because it's very tricky to define, so it's better to keep 2.5 cubits what on your body.What's called, not according to the tent, because sometimes each one is doubt.
而自觉的这种情况下，最好还是把那个衣放在那个自己的一个身上，一个身上所之类，因为不然的话，你那个他那个他那三天您可能会起疑惑。
Okay, this is about the caravan. I will go to the field. Field, like for example.Field is which can be not rice field, can be also rice field, can be rice field, but it's dry now because the season has passed, it's dry. So, and the man wants to sleep inside the field to spend the night there, maybe meditating. Okay, so, if it is of one family and there is a fence around the field, so then he can put his shiver inside the field and move any.Place around inside the field, the fence, or 2.5 cubits behind the fence.
然后 this is for what family?
One family, one family.
然后如果是住在那个农田里边的话，然后他属于一个家族农田。那如果这个农田里边他有篱笆，然后你把这个衣放在农田里边。但是在名上写的时候，你以后或者是在农田里面任何一个位置，或者说你离开这个篱笆，不要超过一个身长。
So if it is from different families, you see, whether if it is even if again, if it is one family, but there is no fence, okay, or if it is from different families, whether it is a fence or no fence, one should not leave the rope from one's own body.
From Hatapasa or
Hatapasa from Zonbu.
Okay. 然后如果说他是一个家族的那个田地，但是没有篱笆，或者他是多个家族田地，不管他有没有篱笆，那么在这种情况下，他不应该离开自己的那个一所在的位置超过一个身长。
Dhanyakarana is called. It is a place where the people they bring all the harvest and they bound it in order to get the rice grains out or any wheat grains. That place is very clear, okay? Because they clean it and the oxen they have to go around and it is called threshing floor, no? Threshing floor.So, you can tell you, we are going to explain about this now.
But,
It's almost the same as before.
Yeah, okay, you tell about okay.
Yes.
First explain the place.
Okay.
Place, you would tell that it would be the same.
Okay. 然后这个然后下面是打鼓场，然后打鼓场的话，它那个规则跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟
Now regarding the Arama, it is monastery.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now we're going back now to our place, Navayana.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Navayana is monastery.
Uh-huh.
How we get here with our ropes every day?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's called.
然后那个寺院，然后现在下面看不上门，就是寺院，就是这样，可能就在龙门这种情况。So,
if it is that monastery, it belongs to one family. Means the owner of that monastery who donate the land,
uh-huh.
who donate the land
uh-huh.
in one family,
uh-huh.
and they put a fence,
uh-huh.
not only in front of the monastery but all around.
Uh-huh.
So in that case now, the monk, let's see, this monastery now,
mm-hmm.
fence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, if the monk puts his ropes here, he can go all around the monastery inside.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't leave the fence before, beyond 2.5 cubits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
然后这个寺庙如果是由一个施主捐献的话，然后他如果有他有篱笆，那他在民间还有说他不应该离开自己这个篱笆超过一个生死期，或者在篱笆之内范围内都是可以。So
if there is no fence, then the monk should not leave that robe from hatha pass of the body.
If he lives in the kuti.
No, it is without buildings. We don't mean the buildings.
Okay.
It's just a monastery, open place in a monastery.
Okay.
But there are no buildings. So for example, those days, the monks in Velovanarama,
uh-huh.
they have no kutis. They have to live under the trees, under the bamboo trees.
Uh-huh.
It's open space.
Uh-huh.
Can be, or let's call it, open, maybe trees and so on like that. So, therefore, no buildings are not in shops.
Okay.
Therefore, now in that case, the monk may be leaving, as called, open area.
Okay.
But it is monastery.
Okay. 然后这地方我们这寺庙是那种没有建筑物的寺庙，就比这边还只能在石架上面那种寺庙。那这个地方的话，我还有一个疑问，就是这些生存规则。如果说他这个地方他没，他周围没有篱笆，或者说他虽然有，不管他有没有篱笆，但是他是都有是有边界的。 那这个比库在明相上面升写的时候，你看他放衣服的位置不应该超过一个生殖器。
So the same way it is from different families. Whether it is fenced or not fenced, so the monk should not leave his robe from hatapasa from the body.
You explain?
You explain?
Yes, because it's the same kind of robe.
Okay. So then, but here it says also, if there is varamula, let's see the gate, what the gate is. It is a gate. Okay, and they put somehow some steps, like that. So, he also should not leave that steps.
Okay.
If he is here, for example, he should not leave that steps. And so forth.
But this means there is a fence or not?
There is no fence is not there, but it's a gate. It's a gate. So they put a gate there, but the gate maybe somehow they have some steps. Dwara means a door. They put it there, a door. And mula it is, no, the mula it is a what we have, the steps and so forth, and the threshold of the door. And this threshold extends maybe more than 2.5 cubits.
Mm-hmm.
He can still leave his rope in the threshold,
and go all the way beyond 2.5 cubits. But you should not leave that threshold.
So it doesn't matter whether it becomes 100 or which may be much more than 2.5 degrees from his work. Is that allowed?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that is allowed because it is a. He should not leave that threshold more, but this threshold are not long as well because this threshold usually is a small piece in front of you. It can be even more than 2.5 cubits.
So that means even in this place, a 3 cubits from his work, but even in this place, let's say 4 or 5 cubits from his work, it is.
I mean, all these thresholds cannot be as long. These thresholds means you have only 1-2 steps maybe. It is a threshold.
Yes, no, I'm not talking about the length of the threshold. I'm talking about the distance between the threshold and the road.
No, if he is already standing on the threshold, he should not leave that threshold. But now, you see, he is not, now, you see, the monk, he's not inside the arama. No, this gate, he's in the gate, in front of the gate. In the gate, there is a threshold.
Yes.
So, but then, in that case, now it is still, that belongs to the arama.
Yes, but my question is, where is his rope? Somewhere else?
Yes, he has to keep his rope here together with him on the threshold.
Together with him?
He can't leave that rope outside. Yes, we keep him on the threshold. If he is on the threshold, he is not inside the arama.
Okay.
He is on the gate.
Okay.
But this is a threshold. He should have his rope with him.
Okay.
On the threshold.
Okay. 这个点有一个特点，就是说，不管他是，然后假如说这种情况，就是说他那个在明显出现的时候呢，他把那个。 一，放在面前那个阶梯上，没在阶梯上，然后这个阶梯长度可能是超过2.5万尺，那这个情况只要他还在阶梯上，然后一也在这个阶梯上，哪怕他和一的距离超过2.5万尺，也是被允许。
So then, the next is about inside. Now we have. A kuti, See, inside the arama, there is a kuti. This is called vihara sometimes. Vihara means here not the whole vihara, it is just a kuti. The same applies with this building here. We have already explained. If that kuti has, for example, two, three rooms inside.
Or 2-3 rooms.
Maybe it can be, because there are some kutis. Now, for example, Aradam's kuti. The hotel kuti. So, this has to be dealt with the same building we have explained here. Now, for example, there are many rooms, or there are 2 rooms or 3 rooms. But then, if it is one family, if it is with one, with fence, without fence, so therefore, in that case, now the monk is not an open space like that in arama, no instead. He is also in the kuti. So if his kuti is surrounded by the fence, if it is one family, he can move inside the kuti all around, inside the fence all around, without leaving the fence 2.5 cubits. They apply the same like we have explained. Therefore, he should not take the whole arama as an object. It's a zone. That means the zone, the location is his kuti. It's not the whole location of the monastery.
But at that time, if he and both the monk and his robber in this kuti, but the distance between the monk and the robber is beyond the 2.5 cubits. Is that considered in Sakyabhajiti?
No, I explained. You see, he can be inside the kuti any place he likes. His robe is inside the kuti.
Okay.
And he can be any place inside the kuti or outside the fence. Means outside the fence, he should not leave that fence for enough
time. I mean, if the kuti is without fence, without fence.
First, explain according to the fence. No, okay. It is one family.
Okay.
In, on with a fence, uh-huh. And then he can move. He can leave his rope inside the kuti, any place.
Okay.
He go outside, inside the fence, or outside the fence for enough time. He can still go.
Okay.
So therefore now his location is not the whole Arab, it is this kuti.
Okay. 这样是比较很这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这
So,
then if this could be without fence?
So if it is of one family, but without fence, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. So then he should not leave that kuti behind Hatabas.
Oh. 但是如果说这个屋顶是一个室主建的，但是他们的他还没有例外的话，那你不应该离开这个屋顶，不是你创业的地方，不应该离开这个屋顶，一个生存之外，这个之前讲的不太一样。Now
here rooms are not mature. It looks that it is one single room kuti, single room kuti. Okay. So therefore now if there are other kutis attached to it. For example, so these are not counted. He should count only that kuti he is in inside.
The room
itself.
Okay.
Because in this room, in this case, no rooms mentioned later.
Okay. So if this kuti is like whatever, random kuti, then you should only in the keep yourself within the range of. From our own room.
Yeah, from the whole kuti. You can see, but here it is now a vihara. Now you see, very beautiful. It seems that it is a kuti, a single kuti, a single room kuti.
A
single room kuti.
Okay.
Now here there is multi room. We explained about this one.
Okay.
If it is multi rooms.
Okay.
Building. But this building is a single room.
Okay. 然后呢, 如果这个屋顶它是有多个房间的话, 那么我们之前说大楼那个跟你住一样。你住哪个房间里。
If it is now without fence, right? This is without fence. So then if it is one family, whoever explained that you should not leave that kuti behind Hatabas.
Explain.
Now if it is from different families, whether it is with fence or without fence, so he should not leave that kuti behind Hatabas.
然后如果是那个有好多国家都给你知道那个单间固定，好多国家都给你知道单间固定，那不管这个固定有没有例外，明显显示你不应该离开这个固定超过一个生存地，超过一个生存地。Alright,
now three.
So
if it is a three of one family belongs to one family,
just one family.
Yeah.
or it does not belong to anybody.
We explained.
Okay.
Explained this. Okay. So if it is one family, mm-hmm. and the monk wants to meditate under Nisma, okay. So then he has to find out what the shadow between this during noon time. For example, here the shadow is like that. So from that point on, okay, he should count. So then, that he should not go beyond hatha pasa of this point.
他说那个如果这个比如说树下的话，那么他应该那个根据那个正午的时候，树荫那就范围，画的一个界限，就是说他这个那个正午的时候，他树荫入耳这个界限的话，那他那个在明相出现的时候，他不应该离开这个界限超过一个摄氏度。
You should not lift his robe from his body, hatapasa. From hatapasa to his body.
然后我们刚才说这个就是说那个说这个日阴的情况是说是这个属实一个家庭。如果是属实多个家庭的话，那他那个在冥想升起的时候，他不能离开那个一所处的位置，一个生命。
So the same applies for if there is no family there. As called, I mean he goes inside a deep jungle. So and he can't ask. To whom this root as what this tree belongs, because it not belongs to anybody. Then he should, if he wants to live under the tree, then he should not leave his robe from the hatha pasa of the body.
Of the body. 他说，如果这个树它不属于任何人的话，那个属于都多个家庭是一样的，就是明显生的是你不应该离开一所属的那个位置，超过一个生命周期。
So if it is an empty space, okay, empty space, ajukasa. Now, if it is a forest, the monk lives in a forest, not under the tree, in empty space, maybe on rocks. He wants to be on a rock. Then from the rock he leaves, he wants to spend the night there, on the rock. Okay. So he has to count 100 meters from each direction, okay, as called, if there are no houses, 100 meters around him, he can move within 100 meters in this area. The monk is on the rock, okay? And there are no houses, no villages, nothing. It is in it is an aranya, it's a forest. Okay. And then he has to see that from each direction there are 100 meters. So then, and his rope is here, for example. He keeps his rope here. He wants to go to the well, fetch water. He can still go and leave the rope there. But he should not leave behind hatha pasa of the 100 meters.
I mean, Satama.
So he's asking that this empty place that does not include the case of tent. The tent is not included.
then of course it cannot be regarded as a kuti, cannot be regarded as a building, nothing. Therefore it is almost empty space. Empty, open air. It is on the open air. Therefore tent is not counted.
He's asking whether this process ended or not. So he maybe don't ask questions.
Yes, now we have to stop because the time passed now. Tomorrow we'll continue again. But now we have to stop. So if there are any questions you can ask up to this point.
So he's asking that in the Katina clause, regarding that clause, he's asking that if you cannot make any hints to the diakos to get an offering with this cloth, then how should you get this cloth?
So then, monks, actually, should not expect such things. Nowadays, monks become so greedy for robes. As I told you, they put loudspeakers, they put drums and music to attract people to come to the monastery. So then, there is a wrong means of acquiring any robes, any requisites. So therefore, if there is no daika coming forward, monks should be happy whatever they get. If they are lucky that other ones invite them in the monastery, and which is very common now, then one can inform other ones. For example, there is no daika, no katina ceremony also. So then one can inform other ones near the monastery that if we can visit the monastery for the katina ceremony. In that case, now if you go to that monastery, if that monks want to give you something, okay, you can get. But to run after the daikas, try to make him heal, they try to make him stand, look, I'm short of robes, can you give me some robes? These are wrong livelihood. These are means of wrong livelihood. Ajiva you got. Wrong. One should not do that. Alright?
是这样的，就是说，出家人来说，你不应该期望这事情，就不应该期望这些事情，就不应该像那个寺院行业吃饭出家人那样，就打鼓，然后你去吸引去吃来那个来得到这些东西。他说如果没有事，如果说没有事主的话，你应该对你应所得的东西知足。然后他说，如果说你巧的话，说不定其他庙的那个比通事女的寺院庙的那个不归的意义是，然后在他们的意义是，你顺便可以分到你想要的东西。 然后，但是你不能去想办法跟就是要，就是不管是你直接说还是暗示他们，让他看我们现在需要解决功德意识，你应该过来帮我们解决功德意识，这样的话是属于邪命的。
那我就问。